Before we read our concluding lesson from Revelation chapter 21, and I look forward to reading that lesson in just a moment, it's important, as I said earlier, at this time of year that we not just look back with gratitude to the first coming of Christ, but we also look forward with eager expectation and longing to the second coming of Christ, to His return where He will consummate His redemption for us. But it's also important that we ask at this time of year, why the incarnation? Why this baby lying in a manger? And it's important that we realize that He didn't remain a baby in a manger. No, He is the one who is the eternal Son of God, who is true God, and took on a real human nature, was made like us in every way except for sin. And He came to this world through the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit. And yes, He was born into this world. He was a baby lying in a manger. He cried. He was dependent on His mother for food. Think about that amazing, profound mystery that He always was eternal God. And at that very moment, he's sustaining His mother. He's also dependent upon her according to His human nature. You see, He's true God and He's true man. And this is a profound mystery that we cannot fully comprehend. But we adore this sweet mystery this time of year. But we also remember that He didn't remain a baby. He grew up. He became a boy. He became a teenager. He became a man. And all His life, He was obeying God's law perfectly. He never once sinned. He came as our second and final Adam to succeed where Adam had failed. He came as true Israel to succeed where Israel had failed. He was tempted in the wilderness, just as Adam was tempted, just as Israel was tempted. He was tempted by Satan, and He refused the devil's temptations. He resisted the devil. And all His life, it was always His food to do His Father's will, to obey God's law perfectly in thought, word, and deed. And then He came to die on a cross. And on that cross, He bore the wrath of God, the just wrath of God, that each and every one of us here deserves. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that God would be perfectly just to condemn us all because of our sins. But this is the good news of the gospel that we celebrate at Christmas time, that Christ went from the cradle to the cross. He died for our sins in that place. He suffered. He was tortured by the people, but then the supreme suffering for Him was when He died on that cross and cried out, "My God, my God, oh, why have You forsaken me?" And He suffered hell in our place. And then He was dead. He died. And then He was buried. But He didn't remain in the grave. On the third day, the Lord God raised Him from the dead. He was raised from the dead for our justification and our hope of eternal life. And He ascended into heaven, where He now sits at the Father's right hand, and all authority and power has been given to Him. And He will come again. He will come again to deliver us from this present evil age that we dwell in. He will deliver us from all of our sins and misery. He will wipe away all tears from our eyes, and death will be no more. This is the good news of the gospel, brothers and sisters. Now, if you don't believe this, I implore you, repent of your sins. Trust in Jesus. This good news is not for you who do not repent. If you do not repent of your sins, you are still in your sins. You are still under the just condemnation of God. And Christ will come again. You can't look forward to His return, because that will mean your certain judgment for all of eternity in hell. But the good news is that now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. And so repent of your sins. Trust in Jesus Christ, not in your works, but in His works, in His perfect life, His sacrificial death, and His glorious resurrection from the dead. It is by grace alone that we are saved. And it is through faith alone. And it is all because of Jesus Christ alone. And so we rest in Him by faith, and we walk by faith. We walk in love out of thankfulness, and we walk with hope, looking forward to the return of Christ.